WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The investigation into the cause of the Delta jet flipping over while landing Monday in Canada is underway. The black boxes recovered could be key. All on board survived. ABC's Gio Benitez is on scene at Toronto Pearson Airport.
Passenger Brian Erickson says it all happened in an instant.
I was sitting next to this nice lady. She started praying as loud as she could.
The plane's charred fuselage now sitting frozen on the runway for examination. Officials pointing to the weather as a possible factor in the crash.
In New York this afternoon, a judge will hold a hearing on whether to approve the Justice Department's request to dismiss corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Critics say the DOJ wants to throw out the case in exchange for Adams agreeing to collaborate with the Trump administration's deportation plans. Kentucky hit hard again after weekend flooding killed 14, a layer of snow falling on top of floodwaters, and now sub-zero temperatures are moving in. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Governor Tony Evers wants to send billions in state aid to Wisconsin schools. The Democratic governor says too many districts are being forced to raise residents' taxes. The governor's budget proposal would send over $3 billion of the state's tax surplus to schools. Evers is also asking for more money to remediate PFAS and remove lead lines from water supplies and another $2 billion in direct tax cuts to help residents pay for child care and other needs. His plan is unlikely to pass the Republican-controlled legislature without major changes. Republican lawmakers quickly pushed back on Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says most of the Democratic governor's budget is, quote, dead on arrival. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue says Republicans will take the governor's irresponsible budget and turn it into a responsible budget that invests in education and in health care, but doesn't overspend and grow the size of government. When factoring in federal money and other sources of revenue, the Evers budget would spend $118.9 billion on increase of 20.3%. Wisconsin's Democratic-backed incumbent state schools leader will face a Republican-supported challenger after both advanced in a three-person primary. The winner in the April 1st general election will guide education policy in the battleground state as leader of Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underly, currently serving her first term as state superintendent, and Brittany Kinzer, a private school advocate, both advanced in Tuesday's primary. Jeff Wright, a rural school superintendent, was eliminated. Underly was first elected in 2021 with the support of Democrats and teachers' unions. Kinzer had the backing of the state Republican Party.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a nine-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff. Recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Still stuck in the cold today with high temperatures tapping 10 degrees and wind chills feeling near zero. With increasing clouds this afternoon, we could see a few flurries flying late tonight. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be sunny and warmer with highs reaching the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 3 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome stand-up comedian Jeff Kane and writer-director of the film January, Nathan Demming, who discusses his barnstorming tour of the state. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Aaron Zommers, our fantastic producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day!
It's cold, but not too cold for a camel. Even the camel is able to get things up and get the engine started. Across Wisconsin today, some school districts decided to wait another day to have classes or delayed classes by 2 hours out of concern for particularly young students waiting at bus stops around the state. It's supposed to warm up maybe into the 40s. And Mr. Zommers, I know you run hot, but this is even a little cold for, I bet you.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly. You know, you got to get out, got to crack out the hat and gloves, got to have that nice windproof jacket.
That's right. So be careful out there if you're driving yet today. Temperatures will begin to warm, but many cold weather warnings across the state of Wisconsin. As we said, it's going to warm up tomorrow. We're going to get on the road. It's getaway day for us as we're going to head up after the show to beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, home of WBZH, Buzz of the North. We'll be broadcasting, Zommers, this, as my old broadcasting partner Kevin O'Connor used to say, this has great potential and great potential for disaster. It could go either way. We are going to attempt to broadcast from outside in downtown Hayward tomorrow at the site of the 51st annual American Birkebeiner. So we'll be up there tomorrow. Stop by and say hi in downtown Hayward. We'll also be at our studios doing the show on Friday as well. So should be a good time had by all. Right,
yeah,
now,
I think you got to follow Trygve Olsen's lead and get a heated jacket, maybe a heated hat, too.
I'm going to ask him where he found his, because you're 100% right about that. Lots to get to today in the news. We have a DPI, Department of Public Instruction, race set between a conservative and a progressive. We'll talk about that from the results of the election last night. And what influence will Elon Musk's money have on that race? He's already pledged almost $1 million in dark money for the state Supreme Court race. We'll talk a little bit about that. Speaking of dark, President Trump now saying that it is President Zelensky of Ukraine who's the dictator and the aggressor after Russia was the one that unprovoked attacked Ukraine. What that means for American international relations. Trygve Olsen, of course, has spent time promoting and helping democracy in Eastern Europe. We'll talk about that. But we're going to start where Zommers and I left off last night, what, a little over 11 hours ago, here at the same studio, after Governor Tony Evers gave his budget address, his biennial budget address. Not only that, it only happens every 2 years. But Tony Evers was there to give the budget address. And before I bring on Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, a former news anchor at WEAU in beautiful Eau Claire, also a former Democratic state senator representing the beautiful Chippewa Valley, and Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, let me set the stage. And then we'll have Kreitlow tell me why I'm wrong. Let me set the stage. I've never written a budget address, but I've attended a lot as a longtime state Senate staffer. I wrote a lot of speeches for my former boss, Dale Schultz, when he was the Senate Majority Leader. Here's what happens. When you do an off year, when you don't have a state budget due, your state of the state is kind of address is a combination between cheerleading for the state, and then you pick one, two, no more than three things to say, hey, I want the legislature to do this with me before you adjourn and go campaign. On years like this, where there's a budget up, your state of the state is largely a cheerleading event. You have all kinds of people from across the state. You tell people how great the state is, and then you identify two or three stories, and you say, come on back in a month, and we're going to tell you how you get it done. Then you have what you had last night, your budget address, where you lay out highlights, not a accountant litany of numbers, but a few highlights, because what you're doing is you're trying to lobby, literally lobbyists, legislators, and the general Wisconsin public to get on board with your ideas. I've said this before, I'll say it again. I know this is a serious offer. I would go and help the Evers campaign, the Evers not campaign office, write speeches. I don't know who's in charge over there. I don't know if it's Britt Cutterback, their communication people over there. That was one of the worst god-awful speeches a politician has ever delivered in my years of watching political speeches. It was rambling. The governor seemed annoyed to be there. I think he'd rather gone and watched the Badger basketball game where he has season tickets. God love him for that. There were no stories. There was no narrative. There was some meat in there. We're going to talk about that. But Pat Kreitlow, I was deeply disappointed.
Somebody stayed up past their bedtime last night.
I did, actually.
Somebody, boy, make you work a little late into the night on a speech. You got to take it out on the guy giving the speech.
Well, come on. I mean, I know you're a Democrat. There are lots of good things that he put in there of substance. But come on, be honest, Pat. That was he gave a terrible speech.
Who do you think he was speaking to? Do you think he thought for a moment that somebody on the other side of the aisle would stand and applaud and say, you are absolutely right, Governor. After all these years of resisting, your words have convinced me. And I am going to cross the aisle right now and join your Democratic brethren. No, he wasn't talking to them. He wasn't talking to them. Yeah,
I thought he should be talking to the Wisconsin people of Wisconsin. And you've seen Tommy Thompson
people
do it. You've seen Jim Doyle do it.
People of Wisconsin are tuning in for a budget address.
No, but it's the press carrying it.
Is the ultimate insider game. It is the ultimate inside baseball. The only nerdnicks watching it are people like you and me who have worked in the building or who have covered the building or have any idea what, you know, the policy process is of passing a budget. And when you're talking to them, you are not in persuasion mode. All right. You're looking like the fighter that you are for your particular flag, for your particular party, for your particular cause. And you are unapologetic about it because you know darn well that to show any kind of conciliatory view in the opening of a budget negotiation is weakness. You negotiate later. This is where you're laying out your starting grid for the race.
I lost track of how many times Governor Evers used this phrase last night. The legislature should approve my plan, fill in the blank. Kids will perform better. The legislature should approve my plan, my plan, my plan. And some of the plan actually was good. Much of it was good. But you know what Tommy Thompson, Jim Doyle used to do? Here's what he could have done on that. He could have said, you know what, Speaker Voss, turn around, look at him. I know we don't agree on a lot, but you know what? I bet we could agree on this. Didn't you graduate sixth grade from, you know, whatever high school or elementary school in Burlington? They do a great job, don't they, Speaker Voss?
How many? How I think many what votes we need is to come together.
But you're signaling to the people of Wisconsin that you're not the jerk. That again, you're trying to reach across the aisle.
It's not the people of Wisconsin. You're talking to your own team going, here's what we're going to push for, and these lazy bums are not coming along.
All right, let's bring an arbitrator. Trygve Olson, what say you?
Pass. Keep going.
This is why he gets to travel around the world giving advice, right. And I sit here in Chippewa Falls.
His literal motto is, if you've got a problem, I got a plane to catch.
You are a genius.
I'm kind of in the middle, although... So I read the clips of the speech. I did not watch it, to Pat's point, which I think is fair.
You.
I don't think most people were watching it. No offense, Todd. I wasn't listening to the coverage. Yeah. That being said, I do think he could have done a little bit better based on what I read with the theatrics and the building the broader narrative that I'm the one who's trying to fight for all people here. And there are things we can agree on, because it would have put the other side in that inside baseball game a little bit on the defensive. The strategy should have been, how do I divide and conquer Voss's caucus, which is not monolithic. It's mostly, but not entirely.
Is exactly what the governor did when talking, for example, about extending Medicaid coverage to new moms for 1 year. And he purposefully singled out Robin Voss, not by name, but said, this is a bill that has more than 90 votes in this chamber, and yet one guy is not letting it get passed. And people applauded
him. He should have been, some of this Tony Evers, right? He's not Tommy Thompson or Jim Doyle.
No.
Tommy or Doyle would have literally gone at Robin, or would have cited some Republican friends who I share this with and amped it up.
I would have read the names.
If you want to run for governor, Pat, I'm all in. Until you got a problem, then I'm going to have a plane to catch.
See, he's reliable that way.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll be there till the pontoon boat goes down in Lake Wissota. It was less the substance than the style, but I'm not sure that you can change that. Tony Evers is who he is.
Right. Here's my point. You're right. Tony Evers is not a dynamic speaker. He never will be. But the people writing that speech for him could have at least put the words in there. So if people read it, he didn't deliver it that great, but it was there. They attempted to do it. I think here's the words that people are going to hear.
No taxes on tips, no sales taxes on over-the-counter medications, middle-class tax cut, all those things that regular people want to hear are in there, and they're in the news coverage of it.
Here's a question, Pat. Tony Evers is 73 years old. He'll be 75 years old when his next term is up. Do Democrats in the state really want an old, white, 75-year-old guy who can't give speeches as their nominee for governor in 2 years?
Well, now we're back to that parlor game with Joe Biden. Are you voting
for the person?
Are you voting for the person, or are you voting for the figurehead? Meaning, it doesn't matter if he can't run 100-meter hurdles. Does he still have the values that voters want, and is he willing to push for them and not cave? And the one thing that Tony Evers can't necessarily be accused of is caving to Republicans. There have been one or two times people have disagreed with his approach to getting a bill passed, but he's never had to veto a budget and then force state government to run on last year's budget for an extended period of time. So he's always been forward active on the budget. And that's something that makes him, not a stubborn, far left or far right governor, makes him a practical man who's getting things done.
All right, we're going to move on to the actual substance here. A couple of cuts from last night's address by Governor Tony Evers. And... it was National Wine Day yesterday, and I missed that, so I feel bad about that.
No, apparently we're catching it right here, pal.
Come on back. It's Kreitlow, it's Olson, All Ball and Zommers on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
A federal judge sentenced former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez January 29th to 11 years in prison for corruption charges and acting as a foreign agent. Menendez, a Democrat, was contrite in the courtroom but blasted the process as political and corrupted to the core in a not-so-subtle appeal to President Donald Trump. Menendez was convicted July 16th on all federal charges of conspiracy, bribery, extortion, wire fraud, obstruction, and acting as a foreign agent in schemes involving an Egyptian-American businessman and a New Jersey developer. In exchange for cash, a Mercedes convertible, and gold bars, Menendez used his influence as chair of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee to procure exclusive import of halal processed meat products into Egypt. The New Jersey Monitor reports that Menendez then signed off on billions in U.S. military aid to the government of Egypt, despite the country's deteriorating human rights record. But times have changed. February 11th, the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Southern District of New York to drop bribery and corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He was accused of taking illegal campaign donations from foreign nationals and doing favors in exchange for luxury travel. The apparent quid pro quo with the Trump administration prompted six SDNY attorneys to resign in protest. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere,
science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit, express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
Lake Wissota is the kind of place where you come home after being in the Bahamas and it snowed 8 inches and your neighbors did not shovel your driveway because they're bitter that you went someplace nice.
Oh, this took a turn.
Welcome back to the show. The host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat Kreitlow, you were gone for a while. You had a wonderful time down south.
I spent a wonderful week in the Dominican Republic on a beach with hardly any intrusion by news or real life or anything. It was the perfect quiet way to recharge the batteries. Mm-hmm. And I could not be more grateful to you for filling in for part of that, along with Dr. Lyerly and Greg Bach.
We had a great time.
I enjoyed having the week off so much. I'm doing it again next week. Not by choice, just through weird coincidental scheduling that next week there is a Courier Newsroom event that I'll be attending. So, I'm working an entire week this week, Todd. And then I got to take another week off. I'm sorry.
There's so many things I could say, but I'll just keep
so
quiet.
Tired. I'm just so tired.
Oh. I can't believe he's bagging on Chippewa Falls. And honestly, like, they're a rival of River Falls. Chippewa Falls isn't that kind of place. We don't even like those Chi High people if you're from River Falls.
But I was joking around because, you know, Tommy used to say, oh, Wisconsin's the kind of place where you go away for a vacation, you come home and your neighbor mowed your yard, they come out with a bag of cheese curds in one hand and a six-pack of Miller Lite in the other and say, welcome home, friend. And Kreitlow posted a picture that they got home and their driveway was full of snow and he had to motor through into the garage.
Which I quickly corrected the record that our neighbor who would have done it, we expressly told him not to because he had just had a hip surgery.
Oh, Lord, so like, poor guy.
Do not help us. We'll be fine. So now I'm the one I'm now on day four of a really sore lower back. But
good Lord.
At some point I'll need the surgery and, you know, somebody else will take care of me. That's how it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad you were on TV when I was in college.
All right, we're talking
about young and limber then.
Yep. Talking about Was that a CBS miniseries, Young and Limber? Anyway, yes. Governor Evers is neither, but he got onto the stage and gave a biennial budget address last night. Here's something that I thought hit home, talking about extending Badger care for postpartum women. Here's Governor Evers from last night's biennial budget address.
In the year of the kid, let's finally do what's best for our moms and babies. Let's extend postpartum coverage for pregnant women on Badger Care up to 1 year after giving birth. Wisconsin and Arkansas are the only two states in America that haven't done this. I mean, nothing against Arkansas, but come on, folks. I've proposed this in every budget I've introduced as governor. There's also a bipartisan bill to get it done that almost 90 legislators support. One legislator should not be able to single-handedly obstruct a bill that's supported by a supermajority.
And that was what you referenced, Pat.
At that point, you know, that's when in this day and age, you would half expect Speaker Voss, who was sitting directly behind him, to basically start picking a fight with him right there. And, you know, because we're in that era of, who was that guy's name? Joe Wilson, who yelled, "You lie," at President Obama during the State of the Union. Mm. We're in that era now where I half expected Robin Voss to just interrupt him and go, "Well, I just think all Medicaid is welfare," and then try to make Tony Evers, you know, look like Joe Biden on the debate stage. I don't think we're far away from that, unfortunately, in this American political world. But at least at this point, a governor can still make a speech and take a shot at the speaker, and the speaker's just got to sit there and take it because it's not his turn to give the speech.
Instead, he was sitting behind Evers looking like he just ate a banana and drank a bunch of Sprite and it was starting to bubble up.
That was pretty good, Zahra.
That's a new one. Okay.
Yeah, Voss was making a lot of faces on that. All right, a quick
He should have turned to Robin and said, "Robin, let's find something that works for the people of the state of Wisconsin."
So no, because then you invite him to yap back, and it turns into Jerry Springer after that.
I don't think he's going to yap back.
All right, here's Governor Evers proposing lots of tax cuts last night in the speech. Here is one of them on property taxes, Governor Evers.
Wisconsinites wouldn't have to raise their own property taxes to keep school lights on and doors open if this legislature invested in K-12 education from the get-go. And the budget I'm announcing tonight proves we can both make the investments in our kids that we need to and hold the line on prevent property taxes from going up. All told, our pro-kid budget will do what's best for our kids by providing more than $3.15 billion. Nearly all of it is spendable revenue for schools across Wisconsin, and we're going to make those investments while holding the line on property taxes to ensure the average homeowner will not see a property tax increase. My budget would create a new incentive for local governments to freeze their local property taxes. If local governments agree not to raise local property taxes, they'll get a direct payment from the state. This will ensure local partners can still afford to pay for basic and unique local needs alike, without property taxes going up.
All right, Pat Kreitlow. I asked former Republican State Senator Rob Coles last night, current Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce, and Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. I talked to my former boss. Nobody could give me an answer. What does he mean by this? If locals don't increase their property taxes, the state will pay for their needs. Where does that money come from, and who's the arbitrator that decides who gets the money?
Well, let's go back a step here. I'll try to be quick. I know you're running short on time. But by Republicans shortchanging public schools for 16 years now, it means that property taxpayers have had to increase their own property taxes to make up the difference, when it should be the legislature funding it through state taxes, which come through the income tax, which is the more progressive tax. And so what Evers is saying is this is a backdoor way to get back to that. To say, if you don't raise the property taxes locally, we'll backfill it with state funding, which is coming from a fairer, progressive pot. And that way the Republicans don't have to. He's basically helping the Republicans save face, saying, "Oh, we like tax freezes. Yes, we'll go along with that." Now, they won't really, but they'll do that better than actually making up for 16 years of shortfalls. So it's kind of a gimmick, but it's kind of one that would get the system back to where it should be and saves Republicans if they would choose to go along with it.
Best explanation I've heard so far. Don't quite get it, but great explanation. Always appreciate you, Pat. Thank you very much. Pat Kreitler, every morning, 6 to 8 on Up North News Radio. Come on back. Trivia also 9, your phone calls as well, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With grain exports and tariffs, China is always one of those countries that we are keeping an eye on when it comes to the marketplace. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, it's explaining what we are currently seeing from the country.
You know, China's actually been kind of quiet at this time frame. Some of it may be the fact that they aren't in need of agricultural supplies to the level, at least in terms of grains, that the market was anticipating. And they can kind of sit back and sit on their hands, especially with these South American supplies coming at them. But, you know, that's just going to be a daily headline watch on anything that can come out of there. And obviously, we've seen in the past any quick decisions, any headline moves. Also, in this market's got volatility back into it again. So, at least right now, it seems like it's on the quiet front.
Heinberg says that with the uncertainty of what South America will actually be able to produce, the China market is something that we will want to keep an eye on. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Just stop and listen to these great details on our next farm tour. Hi, everybody. I'm PM Yankee, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th as we head to the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, Victoria, as well as agricultural highlights. We'll start in Calgary and visit their expansive Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour and meet a Mountie. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Once we arrive in Vancouver, we'll enjoy award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery and also take a ferry to Vancouver Island for a stroll through Bouchard Gardens. We'll learn about farming life on the island during fascinating visits to a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Again, July 26th through August 4th, join me for our next tour of the Canadian Rockies.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday on a Wednesday. We are seeing a mix today with cash corn up a half at 502.5 and new crop corn up 1.25 at 478.75. Cash soybeans are up 4.5 at 1043 with new crop soybeans up 2.5 at 1060.5. Wheat contracts are trending down as March wheat is down 8.25 at 596.5 and July wheat is down 7 at 623. Class 3 milk is also seeing a downward trend as March contracts are down 14 cents at 1946 a hundredweight, and April contracts are down 18 cents at 1902 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Still stuck in the cold today with high temperatures tapping 10 degrees and wind chills feeling near zero. With increasing clouds this afternoon, we could see a few flurries flying late tonight. Otherwise, tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, with highs reaching the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From the frozen shores of Lake Kitchikumi in Lake Superior. We're not going to be not too far from there tomorrow in Hayward, Wisconsin, all the way to the frozen shores of Lake Michigan off of Milwaukee to Green Bay, the Mississippi River, and everywhere in between. Welcome back, everybody. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 o'clock. Todd Allbaugh, along with engineer and producer Aaron Zommers. And per usual, on a Wednesday, he is a River Falls boy, a native of Wisconsin, a mean hockey player, and like myself, a former Republican and now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Trey V. Olson joins us from his home in our nation's capital. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow for coming on today, as per usual. We always appreciate him as well. Talking a little bit, we're going to wrap this up and then move on to Ukraine. But I wanted just to kind of put a point on this Governor Evers' biennial budget address last night. Look, he had some good substance in there. I'm not begrudging him that at all. But I guess I get so hung up on it because there are not a lot of things that I feel I do particularly well or have experience in. Speech writing happens to be one of them. And I guess it angers me because I've been in meetings with Governor Evers back when he was the DPI secretary with my boss, and he's a lovely person. He's a sincere person. He's a serious person. And he can actually be pretty funny in private. I just don't feel the people around him are serving him well and representing him across the state.
The way I see it, the biggest issue is that whoever is doing his speech writing and preparing him for these things, even if he's not that great a speaker, they're not preparing him for the moment we live in today where politics are reality TV. It does not matter if you have good substance in your speech. It matters if you make a good TikTok out of it.
That's a great point, Zommers. And one of our callers on the line says, speech is also to create bites for radio and other media. Evers just seems to be getting tired of the job. So to your point, Zommers, you're right. A lot of, and people can say, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, it doesn't. But that's the reality of the media that we live in today. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Los Angeles and L.A. Tom. L.A., I know you're a Wisconsin native yourself, but boy, the weather I'm sure is nicer out here. It is frigid in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's going to be 75 here today, so that'll be nice.
Good for you. What do you got?
Yeah. All right. So honestly, I thought Tony's speech was brilliant. I felt like he's someone that understands the average person in Wisconsin. I thought he took away the whole idea of tax cuts from the Republicans. I thought that if Tony were anything different than what Tony is, which is just a dull, kind of person, it wouldn't work with him being anything different. He is very, very dull. And I think that that's one way that the right wing really can't go after him, because he doesn't really bring about excitement either way. And I think that that's one of the reasons why he's been successful, especially when you had such a zealot like Scott Walker, that the Wisconsin people just kind of got, I think, tired of the whole, partisan politics. And I think Tony just kind of is someone that gets Wisconsin. He's a grandpa. Mm-hmm. He understands education. He is someone that, cares about his wife. He's someone that is just kind of a good man, I think. And I think that's what a lot of people look at him as.
No,
but I don't think
you get no argument.
He's not a fire breather.
But
he's not a fire breather.
And I appreciate that, but Tony, I mean, Zomers, keep me honest. I think I complimented his speech in the last month of the State of the State. I said, you know what? For him, that was a pretty good speech. And so, like, he has the ability to do that. I guess as I listen to you, L.A., I think you're – thanks for the therapy on the radio live. I think part of the reason I'm so ticked off today – it's because I want a Democrat to be a leader. I want to be inspired. What's happening in D.C. right now, I'm looking for somebody to say, yes, that's my person that I can get behind. And while he's everything that you said, kind, nice, authentic, all those things, it's just not inspiring. And I guess maybe I'm too much of a whatever. Maybe that's too much to ask. But I appreciate your call, L.A. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Trigvy?
I mean, no one's going to dispute that Tony Evers is a nice guy. Like, he's the guy you want as your high school social studies teacher. He's the guy you want as your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I make the point on this show all the time. If I could move back to Wisconsin and had Tony Evers as my neighbor on the left and Robin as my neighbor on the right, I'd be in pretty good stead in terms of my neighbors, not maybe so much in terms of them getting along politically. But the bottom line is, I've said this before, like I'm less, and I think most people in Wisconsin, what they're really looking for is a cheerleader for the state, somebody who's, and yes. Tommy Thompson was that, Jim Doyle was that in a different way. It doesn't mean that you can't be that. And somebody that's going to fight mm-hmm. for the things that make Wisconsin great. And I don't think people in Wisconsin, I think people do in Wisconsin do to a degree get how special Wisconsin is, but I don't think they fully get that. And things like public education, the University of Wisconsin system, they're the hubs of our communities. We're good people who want to help their neighbors, whether mm-hmm. they're MAGA or they're on the far left. And he needs to take that challenge straight at the people that are obstructing those core things, conservation.
Yeah, we didn't even get to the Warren Knowles.
They want somebody who's a cheerleader and a defender of our way of life.
Right. And the governor, to his credit, proposed extending the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. And we're hearing now that Republicans want to do away with that. I mean, what?
Take it straight to them.
Right. Agreed. All right. Our phones are lit up. We got to go quickly. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go up to Chippewa Valley. Gene in Eau Claire, listening to WCFW. Gene, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hi, guys. Great show as usual. But I have to say that I love this governor, and I've watched lots of governors. He's a workhorse, not a show horse. And it's up to the people, and it's up to people who represent us to be speaking out instead of just our governor, because he is working. I've never seen a governor on our side of the state very often. Boy, he's been over here filling potholes, doing lots of work, meeting with teachers, meeting with other people too, meeting with small business. I mean, the guy is great. What you see is what you get, and that's a guy who cares about the people. So I'm a big mouth, but I appreciate his quiet carrying a big stick. So thank you very much. You guys have always a good day, okay?
Appreciate you, Gene, as always. you make
yeah,
a great,
thanks, Gene.
Thank you, Gene. I mean, she makes a great point. Evers has been everything. I mean, he does get out there to his credit, and no, I think that's a great point. Let's go quickly to Rob in Port Edwards, 855-752-4842. Rob in Port Edwards, thanks for calling in. Rob, what say you?
Thank you, gentlemen. And I would mimic the young lady that called in from Chippewa. Truthfully, this gentleman does get it done, but in a different demeanor. He's not a gaslighter. He's not a hooter and a hollerer. But it doesn't mean that people aren't actually listening and following what he's doing and saying, and more of the doing part than the saying part. He's a man of action, and it's a breath of fresh air, with all due respect to Tommy Thompson and Jim Doyle and Mr. Walker. This guy's getting things done for the state, or certainly showing that he's trying to. So, yeah, speeches are one thing. Actions are an entirely different thing, and I'll take a I'll take the actions any day. You have a good day, gentlemen.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you. Great call.
Yeah, thanks.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device for free. Kimber, listening on WRCE in Richland Center, living in the beautiful town of Muscogee, the morel mushroom capital of the world. Kimber in Muscogee says, sad when being exciting is considered for voters voting, but nonetheless, I agree with you both. Also, we have Rob in Richland Center on WRCE says, I agree with L.A. Tom and Gene in Eau Claire. Well, there you go. And maybe, Trigvi, that's one of the reasons that Tony Evers continues to have the only major figure in Wisconsin, political figure that has a positive likability rating. Maybe people, maybe in this era of sensationalism, maybe it's your nice grandpa who plays euchre with you. Maybe that's what people want in Wisconsin. Maybe that's why he has been reelected twice.
You can't, at the end of the day, it's about winning, baby. But the reality is, I think no one's disputing he's a nice guy. No one's disputing that he works hard. I just think that he could be more aggressive in dividing and conquering those, because there are, 90 people, including Republicans, on that issue of expanding Medicaid, right? Mm-hmm. Like VadraCare, that are on his side. So divide and conquer. It's not tactical there, but there's an element of the strategic politics that Tony Evers could do a better job of. And I think that's where you and Pat agree but disagree.
A quarter till the hour, Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, joins me. Let's turn the page, Trigvi, go to some international issues now. But as you always point out, they come to roost here at home. Yesterday, President Donald Trump is talking, and now, and you keep me honest on this because you're the only person that I know who's been banned from Russia by Putin himself. But it would appear that Trump is literally using Russian Kremlin propaganda talking points and now blaming the president of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky, and Ukrainians for starting this war when we know factually it was Russia who was the aggressor, unprovoked, who attacked Ukraine. And Trump sending out misinformation yesterday on his Truth Social and X Twitter, saying that Zelensky has suspended elections as an unelected person with an all-time popularity rating of 4% in his country, which is factually wrong, incorrect, a lie. Last credible polling in Ukraine had Zelensky at 52% popularity, which is actually higher than Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about it. I'm old enough to remember when we had people like Reagan and George H.W. Bush and George Bush who understood that you have to meet aggression with strength. There is no doubt the Russians invaded Ukraine. Ukraine did not attack Russia. I just think I don't understand it other than, think about the things that Donald Trump has been talking about. Is it going to be, if he decides to send the 101st Airborne to Greenland, is that going to be the Danish attacked us and we had to invade Greenland? Or I just think it's a worldview that is incredibly dangerous. There is an element of this that is not dissimilar to what we had in 1938 with Neville Chamberlain and appeasing, Hitler and what that led to in Europe. The Europeans are panicked about it, and justifiably so. And this will have repercussions eventually for people in the United States. It just will.
I'd be interested to hear.
It's sad. It makes me sad. It's not the kind of thing that it is literally the antithesis of the world that the Greatest Generation built and handed off to us. And quite frankly, those of us who are Gen X, those who are baby boomers, really should take a hard look at what kind of world we're leaving for our kids, because it's not the world that we inherited from the Greatest Generation. And we should all collectively feel a sense of guilt and remorse for what we're doing. And we're not leaving the country or the world.
I'm interested to hear what our listeners think of this, just in terms of Ukraine and a sovereign people who were attacked by Putin, somebody who is a war criminal. He can't even travel the world. There's a reason they're having these meetings in Saudi Arabia, because if he lands in most places in the world, he'd be arrested for his war crimes against Ukraine. And yet the president of the United States is going to fly to Saudi Arabia to have a dialogue with this guy. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. Trigvi Olson, Todd Allball, Aaron Zommer. This is the Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock, 99 Luftballons. Sommers, when we dial up there. That was the German version, right?
Yep, the German version. Yep, you said it. 99 Luftballons.
Very good.
We got the 80s back, baby.
80s alive right here on the Allball Show. Coming up in hour 2, a little what's worse for you. Today's edition having to do with pet peeves around the house. Now, maybe Trigvi should stick around, because I bet you his lovely and talented wife or his daughters have complained about one of these two things about him before.
Probably. But
what are they?
Should we tell you now?
Why don't we tell him?
All right. Yeah. What's Leak worse, leaving lights on or leaving the dishes in the sink?
Oh, I thought it was going to be about toilets. not dishes in the sink would okay. be what I get.
All right, more often, for. Yeah. All right, we'll have more of that after the 1 o'clock hour. What's worse coming up in hour number 2. Tomorrow, we're going to be live from Hayward at the American Birkenbeiner. Looking forward to having Trigvi Olson fly out and join us outside for 2 hours in 10-degree weather. That'll be great. It's part of what makes Wisconsin great, Trigby.
Dick's Sporting Goods, Todd.
Is that where you got your heated vest?
Electric gear.
All right, I got
to
go.
No, Amazon, but you can go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
All right, maybe Farm and Fleet here in town. I'll check
sure
that
out. You can go to Cabela's, like any of those places.
We'll talk more about Todd's clothing in a
minute.
Isn't
there a big Cabela's just outside of Madison?
Yeah, it's in Sun Prairie.
Yeah, right.
All right, maybe I'll go there.
Go there. They got plenty of heated gear. Come deer hunting season too.
Exactly. Talking about what's happening in Ukraine right now, President Trump now blaming Ukraine for the conflict that is patently false. It is a lie. We know that Russia completely unprovoked launched the attack 3 years ago, and now Trump is icing Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, out so far of negotiations to end the war that Ukraine had nothing to do in starting. What are your thoughts on this? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom calling in from beautiful Florida. What is it today with all these people calling from warm locations? I love it, though. Tom, hope you're staying warm down there. What say you?
Well, Trump and Putin are meeting in secret to carve up Ukraine, but leaks are already emerging. Reliable sources say that Trump is conceding everything to Putin except what matters most. The country's new name will be Trump Crane. Trump Crane. What a beautiful name.
No one else has any name like it.
He reportedly considered changing Ukraine to Meat Crane, but then he realized that Trump Crane has a beautiful ring to it, and it's appropriate as he gives Trump Crane's rare earth minerals to his billionaire buddies.
That's pretty good, Tom. I mean, that's the way to get just placate him, right? If they would just give him, you know, make it all about him, he would be more likely to be on their side. That's good stuff. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark, listening in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling. Let's see you.
Well, there's plenty of warmth in my home right now. Where I always put the toilet seats down, even though I am single male. I'm basking in the glow of my Labrador's warmth.
Oh, that's great.
For me it is just ridiculous what's going on. Trump talked about this for Ukraine. It's just a complete lie. And unless Fox News and the rest of the conservative media just call it out for what it is just a complete lie. I mean, Trump is probably getting revenge because they didn't, you know, Zelensky didn't help Trump out and find a sort of a fake investigation of Joe Biden and his son in Ukraine about that. That's what he's still probably galled about. And for Donald Trump is just, he's more or less sold us out. I mean, I can remember, you know, Ronald Reagan is just, he's probably spun out of his grave by this point in time. I mean, I thought it was unhelpful to continue to call the USSR, the evil empire, even though they were. I didn't know if that was particularly helpful, but I mean, it is just disgusting that Donald Trump and the Republicans are not calling him out on this.
Yeah.
How these people can sleep at night doing this kind of thing is just, it's beyond me. It's you know, Marco Rubio should know better. All the Republicans should know better.
He does know better.
They do know, that's the piece. They do know better, and when the door is closed, they're saying as much. That's the part that's most disheartening about it.
Yeah. And they have to grow a set. I mean, the fact that all our Republican legislatures in the state house and in Washington aren't calling this out for what it is, that just a lie, is just, it shows the moral cowardice that these people have.
Yeah.
Just a complete subservience to Donald Trump and to the lie. I mean, it is just pure and simple a lie. I mean,
thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Trigby, before we let you go, I want to get your quick take on this DPI race, Department of Public Instruction race. It was Dr. Jill Underley for the Democrats coming through last night, and Brittany Kinzer, the Republican-backed candidate. Robin Voss, the Republican Party, shimming, have put a lot of money, third-party money, into Kinzer. She came through last night. We had a story yesterday from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, an Elon Musk-backed group now putting in nearly $1 million in 2 weeks for TV airtime in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court race. Do you think that the race for Supreme Court is directly tied? I just don't see this being a split vote. I think if Schimmel wins, I think Kinzer, the Republican for DPI, wins.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the Supreme Court race will drive the DPI race. That's solid. Can I just circle back, though, on one thing as it relates to Trump, Ukraine, and what context people need to put it in?
You got 50
seconds. So there's going to be a hockey game. There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed by our neighbors, by the Canadians, because of what is being said. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. Like, even if they weren't serious, you would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
Yeah, it absolutely matters. So well put, Trivi, as you always do. Appreciate you, my friend. Stay safe, stay warm. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Trivi Olson, Senior Advisor, Lincoln Project. Come on back. A little What's Worse, Household Chores, and more on the Todd Oliveball Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild returns to discuss the results of the primary election. Also, why did Judge Chutkan deny 14 attorneys general requests to block Doge firing? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a day after U.S. and Russia held a first meeting focused on ending Russia's war in Ukraine, President Trump now accusing Ukraine's leader of starting the war. President Zelensky responding, saying Trump is living in a disinformation bubble, and now the president is warning Zelensky that he better act fast or he won't have a country left. Meantime, Republican Senator John Kennedy says Russia's Vladimir Putin is to blame for the war.
To the extent that the White House said that Ukraine started the war. I disagree. He makes Jeffrey Dahmer look like Mother Teresa.
The Trump Transportation Department sending a letter to New York's governor, effectively ending congestion pricing in Manhattan. The added toll for commuters entering below Manhattan's